Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's interview podcast. You know, I go to shows almost every night, and there are nights when I walk in and I see someone on stage, and 5 minutes into it, I said, wow, I've got to interview this lady. And my guest today is the star of The Other Place, a terrific show now running at Profiles Theater, and it is Leah Mortensen. I say your name right?
You're saying it correctly, okay. Yes.
Tell us how you got this role.
Well, I did another play here last year by the same playwright, Char White, called Annapurna. And after that play, that was a two-person play, and after that show, they actually offered me this one. So I've known since last year that I was going to do it. And I had to say yes. I mean, it was a challenge, and I was, you know, scared on.
So tell us about it. Yeah. I mean, I have yet to see a play, an 80-minute play, where you dominate the stage. It's like you're on for 2 or 3 hours. It's just mesmerizing.
It feels that way sometimes.
And you have to play on so many levels. So tell us about enough to get people interested.
Right. So this play is about Char White, the playwright, says that she's the smartest woman on earth. It's about a brilliant neuroscientist who, as is the case with often with brilliant people, so there's some arrogance around her, right? Mm-hmm. She thinks quicker than everybody else, which produces an impatience. She's also sexy and beautiful and at the top of her game, and she's pitching this drug that is very promising in terms of helping dementia. I don't want to give away too much
except
to say that her marriage is collapsing. She has an estranged relationship with her daughter. All these things are happening around her, but they're not as they seem to be. I guess we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, there's quite a mystery element blended in this.
There's quite a mystery, yes. And the playwright himself has written it, I think, so brilliantly in that way that the audience isn't sure what's right, what's wrong, what's real, what's not, who's telling the truth, who isn't. And it takes a little bit of time for that to all sift out.
But it all hinges on your performance.
It does. It is her story.
How do you prepare to be on so many levels?
You know, I've been doing this a long time, this acting thing. And I think like anything, you know, time in the boat, it's really just about showing up and being open and present. That's the best way that I can say that.
How do you shift gears? Now I obviously, all her different personalities, uh-huh, you've probably played before.
Yeah.
But how often do you do where you have to go from one to the other?
Well, I mean, it is human, isn't it? That we can be happy in one moment and then something terrible can happen and it can just, you know, derail us, you know, to a really scary place. I think the trick is to just I just absolutely commit. You know, it's just, this is it, what's happening this moment.
That's what I said to somebody I walked out. I said, talk about leaving your performance on the floor. I mean, you literally were on the floor,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Very
yeah,
physical role, too.
And she's fearless, too. And so that means Leah has to be fearless, you know.
How did you learn all this technical stuff? Because there's all this,
That was a hard part.
Some tongue twisters, huh?
There were a lot of tongue twisters. And in fact, you know, I'm just hitting my stride now, which often happens. You know, much of this play, I speak directly to the audience. Mm-hmm. And so the rehearsal process, you don't get that piece of it until you have an audience. And it's an interactive thing, right? So all those monologues that I give directly to you guys, I'm just now getting in the swing of them because I've had 7 or 8 performances under my belt with people.
Right on top. I know. I was sitting about 2 feet away from you.
I am right there. I cannot hide from you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, that technical stuff, you know, it had to become second nature so that I could actually speak about the process of proteins and molecules as if I were a scientist, and that just takes repetition.
It helped having some really nice,
beautiful slides.
Slides, yeah,
and they are real. I mean, my goodness, the beauty.
They were real?
Yes, those are the real things that I'm talking about, and the physical beauty of these molecules and DNA and chromosomes is really breathtaking.
Yeah, and then you swing into the family. I love your mood swings where you're this. Brilliant scientist, and the next minute you're in rage.
I'm a difficult person, for sure. I don't think I'd want to be married to her. And the playwright brings up, you know, the difficulty of that relationship too, you know. But that, again, that's, I think, part of being brilliant people. There is another side to that coin.
Has he been here?
He hasn't. They have the profiles has had communication with him because this is the second play they've done. I'm crossing my fingers that maybe, you know, we will get him to come. There's also a production of this out in L.A.,
okay,
which I know he at least attended, if not had anything more to do with than that. They opened after we did.
Well, he's got to come see it.
I'd love it.
Yeah, right. Because the way you're nailing it, I mean, the whole play hinges on you. Yeah. And your co-stars are all terrific, too.
Right? Yeah, they're wonderful, supportive cast. They truly are. But you know, without, again, giving away the story, yeah, they really aren't in my world. I mean, it really is my own isolated, sort of lonely mm-hmm. journey.
How about toward the end, when you're, I won't give away anything else, except to say that you are really a different personality.
Yes, yes. She has been stripped away of everything that she felt made her strong and secure.
But for you to go into that being so vulnerable.
She goes to a very, very vulnerable place because nothing's left. And yet the vulnerability ultimately is the beauty of the story, right? That a woman like that could arrive at that place.
And I think it shows another side of when things happen to people, that they can go out of their personality, or maybe a negative part of their personality can really be emphasized.
Yes. Yeah.
And you certainly were able to play that.
Well, you know, again, I sometimes actors, it's difficult to have the courage to not be likable on stage, you know?
Yes.
To go to that place of really
especially some
being
female actors,
an unpleasant person. Yeah. And the only way I felt that there's a payoff at the end is to really go to the unpleasant place before and to be kind of hateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't like it for a long time. Yeah.
No. And that's risky.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
But you're fearless. You've done a lot of that, right?
You get to be a certain age, you know, less and less scares you.
That's the other thing I'll say is, You showed guts to play, and I won't give that away, but to play older than you are.
That is true. I am. Yeah. Not that much older.
Well, but again, if you weren't fearless, there's a lot of women that are.
Yeah, because she says her age.
She
on
says
stage,
her age. Yeah.
Means then you guys look at me and go, "Oh, really? She's 52. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I didn't believe in the story.
Interesting.
I believe she was 52, but I didn't believe that you were playing 50. You're not that age, and you still have that beauty going.
Oh, thank you.
So you're proud of this role?
I am. I'm very proud of it. I have two daughters who are 18 and 13, and they've seen a lot of mom's work. And my 18-year-old, she said, "Mom, this is the one. I'm so proud of your storytelling in this one." And she just felt, and to come from her was huge.
Kids can be tough, right?
They can be very tough because they tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Are either one of them into acting?
No. My 18-year-old is a poet. She's going to be a writer.
Oh. Well, we need good writers.
We do need good writers. Yes. So I keep telling her, write plays. Please write plays.
Well, she's young. She's still in high school?
She's about to go to college this fall. Senior. She graduates this year. Yeah.
Well, steer her into a playwriting course
and
get the bug. Yeah,
exactly.
Because we do need writers.
We do. Yeah. We do. But I will say this last thing. What's very exciting or promising for me is that she and her friends of that age are really loving live performance and live theater. And I find that extremely hopeful.
It's coming back. Yeah.
Is really into it.
Yeah. When I go, you know, so many openings on so many nights, you end up going not on the openings. And I kind of enjoy those more because there's... You get the audience reaction. It's not the fake laughter and all
totally,
that.
Totally, you know? Totally. Yep.
And I'm seeing a lot of young audiences.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
Yeah. They always say it's dead, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
But there's no substitute for live performance.
A little commercial for the show now. Profiles Theater, the main stage.
Correct? Yes. Okay. Profiles Theater, the main stage, Thursday through Sunday, You know, you can look on their website for the times. And here's the other thing. As an actor, I think as an audience member, it's 75 minutes, no intermission. You get on that train and it goes.
Oh, yeah. It shows. I've been to 75-minute plays that are 4 hours long, and I've been to those that just capture. And this one, it's like, wow.
It does go to a lot of places.
It goes to a lot of places, yeah. And it's over, but you leave so satisfied. It is a complete story.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, on a difficult topic about, you know, early onset dementia, which is touches a lot of us.
Now, you do two on a Saturday.
Yes.
How and why? Because I got to get in that preparation.
I will tell you, my voice is a little scratchy today because there's a lot of, you know.
But how do you emotionally, I mean, you know.
You know, I was a little worried about this one because some shows you really think this is going to be hard to do two. But this one, I just kind of said to myself, no pressure, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And interestingly, I am now really looking forward to the two show Saturdays.
Is that right?
Yeah, they really end up being the best ones.
How do you, in between now, you go through this big journey.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Yeah.
And now you got to come back in what, 2 hours later.
Not hour even an hour. We don't have much time between.
Oh, it's an hour. Yeah. About an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you get back to that place?
I usually, literally, I'll take a nap or lie down. I'll just, you know, do that. And then I come back and.
And that works. Do you do that all the time or just in a show like this that's so physically and emotionally draining?
I mean, often on two show days, like I came from Pericles, Chicago Shakespeare, just before this one. And, you know, those are big, long, big productions. Yeah. And it's a big, long day. So, yeah, I was napping there too, but maybe it's just, I'm like.
Because I always ask people that when they do that, because I'm always in wonder how they do that. You know, I can see because you got overnight to recoup.
But you know, it's like anything. Your body and your mind just sort of accepts it because that's the job. Mm-hmm. So somehow you do it.
How are you getting all these roles?
You know,
Pericles was awesome.
I took some time off. And a couple of years ago, I really wanted to get back in it. My personal life changed and it became sort of possible and the girls were older and I just kind of, you know, I've been around long enough that I was able to make some phone calls and say, I want you all to know I'm here. I'm recommitting. I really want to get back in. And
I'm sure glad you said that because there are other actors, even those with a big background like you have, that are a little reluctant to do that. I think in this day and age, you got to go ring your own bell sometimes.
You do. You do. And believe it or not, they forget. You know, if you say no enough times, you just sort of get off the radar. And I think, you know, if you can just honestly say, I'm here and I really want to do this, it matters.
And you're a Chicago actor.
I am.
In the sense that you don't have to be the star in every show, right?
No. I love that, you know, the Pericles at Chicago Shakes was a nice role. It was a nice, you know, sink my teeth into it, but it was small. And then I can come here to a storefront and do something like this, you know, back to back. What other city? This is what I love about, we all love about Chicago.
Yeah.
That we get to go from Goodman to a tiny storefront and back again.
And no egos.
And no egos. And no egos.
I've heard stories, and I'm sure you've been a part of those, where somebody is competing for a role and they need a ride, and you'll give them a ride.
Absolutely. We are a family here, as evidenced by, you know, some of the tragedies that we've had before in our community in the last year. It's a really lovely place to work, the city, you know.
And
I'm proud of it.
Yeah. You do a little directing, too.
That has started in the last
about
couple
that,
years.
Some of the bus stop was awesome.
Oh, man, I love it.
That's a great play, but you did a great job with it.
Thank you very much. And I'm hoping to do more. Actually, I had an opportunity to direct something at Remy Bumpo, but it conflicted, and I was very excited about that. You know, I think if we've been doing this long enough as actors, we can't help but have something to offer as a director.
Yeah, I think more actors should be directors. Yeah.
My actors actually were very thankful. They said, what's so great is that because you're an actor, you can speak our language. Mm-hmm. And it's not about a concept. It's about let's figure out how to tell the story as honestly and, you know, powerfully as we can.
So you think that's definitely an advantage?
I really do. And I hope to have the opportunity to do some more.
How about the reverse? You think directors ought to do some acting, take some small parts just to see what that's about?
I don't think that'd be a bad idea at all. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of the directors would be listening to laugh at me, but still, you know.
No, sure. You know, it can only help for us to step into each other's
shoes. I interviewed Bruce Graham, you know, from Northland. And he said every playwright should be an actor, be a comedian at first.
Wow.
So they learn how to play to an audience and then be an actor, because he's still an equity actor, you know, working a lot.
Right.
So he says then they'll understand what the actors go through and how to write a scene and so forth for
them. And the dialogue and all of that. Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. That's neat.
So now, are you still an actor, or are you a director, or are you both?
I'd like to be both. I'd like to be both. And I've also had a few opportunities to do some teaching, which I think I'm going to maybe, you know, take up on. That's a little bit of giving back, you know. It's I think it's hard for actors. We're so in that place of being beholden to somebody giving us a job that we forget to, you know, own our expertise. I mean, I've been doing this for almost 30 years. I have something to offer, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to help those coming up, you know?
Well, it's about time we get more teachers who can do it rather than those to teach who can't do it, you know? I hate to say it, but that happens a lot.
That does. There's that, too.
Any prospects?
There's, like, little, you know, the Vagabond School of the Arts. They're newish, and they've been happy to teach some things there. And I'm affiliated with the Den Theater, which is where we did Bustle.
Sure.
Den's Quality of Life.
Boy, that place is really coming on.
It's exciting. Yeah. It's an exciting space. So hopefully maybe I'll teach some classes there. We certainly have the space to do that.
Are they going to start doing classes?
We're talking about it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, every actor, everybody who thinks they're going to be an actor, it's got to come see this play, because you're given a graduate course in acting. You really are.
Thank you.
I mean, it's I don't see anybody who could have played the role any better than you have.
Oh, that is really. Gosh, you made my day.
Oh, I mean,
my month.
But everybody's saying that. And I won't name names, but a couple of reviewer friends of mine that are just hate everything, you know, or I won't. Right, that's in
it. You guys see so much.
Yeah, but you know what happens? The good stuff and the bad stuff jumps out.
And then there's a lot in the middle.
Yeah, a lot in the middle.
Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's why when 2 minutes into this, I said, wow. I knew it'd be good, because you're always good in your roles.
Thanks.
So give us a little background now of some of the roles that you've done that you really appreciate, other than this role. By the way, I think I predicted that you're in the Jeff Committee nomination or even trophy.
No, we'll see.
Category. Yeah.
Well, this one absolutely is up there.
Is it?
Absolutely. And then I can't not say Faith Healer, which, of course, those people have been around for a long time. And that was a fascinating experience.
When you came back to it.
We revisited it 17 years later with the same cast.
Well, I moved back to Chicago from Fort Lauderdale right when that came out.
The first time around?
Yeah, and I saw it 2 or 3 times. I just love him as a writer.
95. Oh, I know. He's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah. So that one was, you know, and again, for particular challenges, it's 3 monologues, and to be out on stage for 45 minutes all by yourself is, you know, it's interesting. When I first did it, we were all too young. I was too young to know better. And then when we did it 17 years later, I went, who am I to think that I can keep an audience with me for 45 minutes? And it was downright terrifying.
But you nailed it.
We have to do things in life that terrify us. Otherwise, we don't grow.
I agree. And didn't almost all of you win awards for that?
We did. Yeah. Rabbit Hole was another one at the Goodman that was very, that was a really intense experience for me. There's been a lot. There's another one coming up that I'm going to do with Route 66, which is a beautiful play, which I'm very excited about.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for that
one
next year.
Definitely. But Provision, Jacob?
Yes. I was really proud of Tim Gregory. I'm going to give a shout out.
Sure.
Who wrote that play. I just think, I really thought that was a very strong play.
He just shouldn't have cast John Mossman, who tossed him around, I guess injured him.
John
is in such great shape.
John is. No, that was a wonderful trip. And Renee Matthews, you know, our legend. It was her first.
She said to say hello. You know, I know Renee very well.
Well, tell her I miss her so much. That was her first non-musical, and she killed it.
Yeah.
She knocked it out of the park.
She was scared to death of it, too.
She was so great.
Yeah.
She was so great.
That was, That was a show that didn't get the recognition it should have.
No, unfortunately, part of it is because I don't know why, but it's hard for us to get reviewers down there.
Yeah. Well, I cover most of their shows. Yeah, I covered
that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Because it's easy to get to.
It is easy to get to, but it's just sort of off the beaten path enough, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's but he keeps working at it.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
So what's coming up for you?
Well, I've been very fortunate in the last year or so to be getting a lot of TV film stuff.
Are you?
Ooh, that's, so
that helps
it. It helps the pocketbook
a
little bit.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah. So I had an episode on Empire, the new very successful show that's on Fox. That, and I've had a couple movies that'll be coming out. So we'll see if those.
You were on Chicago Fire too, right?
I was, yeah. And Chicago PD and Crisis and all the ones that. You know,
thank God for those shows. I watch them. I started watching both shows. Strictly to see who I knew.
And you see everybody,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Everybody.
You know everybody, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really great for our city that that's happening.
And they renewed it, huh?
They did. They did. So, but after this, I'm going to take a break because I've been going pretty nonstop. And it's my daughter's last summer here. So we're going to do a little traveling and, you know, send her off to college. And
that's great.
Yeah. We'll see.
You've always pretty much stayed in Chicago, right?
I had opportunities in my 20s to go either coast. Mm-hmm. But I fell in love and got married and started family and was fortunate enough to have a really lucrative voiceover career for many years. So there wasn't necessarily a reason to leave. And it was certainly a great place to raise the kids. And, you know.
They come back, don't they?
No regrets.
I'd like to know all the ones from both coasts.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And, you know, I stardom ain't what it's cracked up to be, you know? I mean, I get to work constantly on really great stuff with wonderful people and have a normal life.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
It's not working, is it?
It's not.
Yeah.
It is not working. And how many people get to say that?
Yeah.
I know I'm really lucky.
So what kind of advice now would you give to young actors?
If you can't do anything else and you can't think of anything else besides this that you want to do, then absolutely go for it. Go for it. If you are that passionate about it, because to live your life being unhappy doing something you don't want to do is just not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
We don't want to be Willie Loman. Yeah.
No, we only get one go of it and it goes quick. It goes quick.
How about technically?
Take, even if you've studied in college, continue to take class. You know, if you're not in a show, I mean, the great thing about Chicago is that you can come out newly graduated and there are hundreds of shows.
Yes.
You can work for free, get out there and do it. More time on the boat will make you a better actor. And, you know, our wonderful reviewers in this city see a lot of stuff and they see a lot of little things, you know, that will help you if you get it.
Yeah, I've been around long enough now to see some kids that started out in storefronts that are now top equity people.
Yeah,
I won't name any names, but a lot of them. And it's cool to see that.
It is. It is. And to take classes. If you're not in a show, take a class.
How about going to see shows?
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. There's so much to be learned. Yeah.
Particularly your show.
Yeah.
Your performance and the people around you are terrific too.
They are. It's a wonderful cast. I'm very fortunate.
So you don't have to just go see the Broadway in Chicago and downtown stuff.
No, in fact, there's the more exciting stuff, as we know, often happens in the smaller spaces.
Yeah.
You know, the intimacy of it, the lack of money even sometimes requires more creativity, right?
And yeah, that's true.
We don't have to be safe. We can take risks because we don't have, you know, a board of people who are saying this and that and the other thing. So, yeah, see as much as you can.
Who, if you were to pick your top three shows that you've done.
Mm. Well, okay, this one.
Yeah.
And I have to say Annapurna, too, which I did.
Yes, that was good.
Play, which I did with Daryl Cox last year. That had a lot of its own challenges too.
Well, that was a mean plug.
Yeah, that was a tough one. And I, you know, Faith Healer is so much of my life history that I can't, you know, not put that one on the list.
Yeah.
And anything Shakespeare, because I love doing Shakespeare.
You've done your fair share of Shakespeare.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, get back to do some more of that too. So.
Well, you're the perfect demographic right now when you consider it. You know, you're not a senior.
No.
And you're not a kid
anymore.
Yeah, but you're right in there.
Yeah.
Were the big roles.
That is true.
Lady Macbeth, would you like to play that?
Well, I have played
her. You have played
her? I did her at Next Theater with Steve Pickering.
Oh. And it was probably when I was still in Florida.
It was right around, it was like 90.
Yeah, I wasn't back yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good casting.
It was. Yeah. Actually, John Mossman's doing the Scottish play.
I know, I was there.
And he wanted me to play Lady to him. And I was like, oh, that would be so great. But they couldn't do two equity contracts. But we got excited for a second.
That's another one for young actors worth seeing because it's such a different interpretation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I'm interested. They got away with something that I love. You can do it in a small theater. They were talking almost in a whisper. And that forces you to lean and listen.
Absolutely.
And then those words just jump at you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's
rather
exciting.
Than, you know, while you scream and hollering.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That'll be fun.
Cool.
Well, it's so great to interview a top talent who loves what they're doing. That's one of the things why I like doing these interviews.
Yeah.
Almost everybody I get is just so enthusiastic and it's something they really like.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We know that we're fortunate.
Any roles that you're dying to play?
You know, I would like to do Blanche before.
Oh.
I can't do her anymore. I would really
like
to. We're trying to see if we can make that happen over at the Den. I would love to give her a shot.
Yeah.
What else? You know, I don't.
Well, you like Shakespeare.
Oh, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? I want to do that too.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to wait some time because Amy Morton, you know, she kicked that one. So
yeah, I go a little distance.
So I don't know if, you know, the city's ready for another one.
Who would be George?
I don't know. I don't think about that.
Yeah.
Put it out there into the universe, right?
John Mossman would be one to consider.
Yes.
Daryl would be another one to consider.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of great men in the city who could. Who could do that role? Absolutely.
How about directing? What are you dying to direct?
You know, again, this is something that I'm planning to do this summer is to sort of sit down and read some plays and think about the classics and really say to myself, what would you like to do? I haven't really asked myself that question yet.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a question to ask.
And here's another last little mystery question. Mm. How do you get directing roles? If you
That's
find
a
passion,
darn good question. Yeah. I don't exactly know. I mean, my first two ones was with my company.
Yeah.
And Remy Bumpo asked me because I had worked there as an actor last year.
That's
so
right.
That was a nice thing. But I don't know. Maybe I have to put myself out there and just again, you know, knock on doors and say, I think I can do this.
Or is it an interpretation? Let's say in the summer you read several plays and you pick the one. Aha, this is the one.
And maybe I go with that piece.
Yeah,
and say,
and
this
you
is
say,
what I want to do.
Yeah, and here's what here's my view of it. Here's my is that you think that would work?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, especially because I'm not, you know, David Cromer, right?
Yeah.
his name will get him.
Yeah,
you know,
three of those guys, if they call and say, I want to do it, they get it.
Kim Senior, who's, you know, riding.
Oh, she's on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's on fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
We just enjoy it. And get out the profiles to see this show.
Yes, please.
Thanks for listening. Go see a play this week.